Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Speak with Johnny Storm, news you're not supposed to speak about. Well, I'm back at Fort Storm. I'm back at home base, back in the Spokane area, but had a great week with my daughter and grandbabies, and I was definitely needed. So maybe I'll tell you some things I learned on that trip one of these days, but not right now. Just want to update you quick on what's been going on over the weekend. Here's a tweet from Sputnik. U.S. Interior Secretary, naval blockade is an option for dealing with Russia. Now, in my tweet, or when I retweeted this, I should say, I put another psychopath. They're all over this administration. Now, number one, what's the, I know he used to be a Navy SEAL, but what's the Interior Secretary doing talking about overseas military operations? Isn't his job supposed to be the interior of the country? But be that as it may, here's what Russia responded with. Naval blockade would mean war. Moscow slams U.S. idea of hampering Russian trade. Well, of course it would mean war. That's why I said another psychopath. I mean, they just, the drumbeats for war just don't stop from our administration. You know, Bolton probably being the worst. But we have the Syrian military and U.S.-backed rebels are entering talks to return Tamfries into government. So the Syrian military and U.S.-backed rebels have begun talks to return the Tamfries in southern Syria to the government, a source in Damascus said this morning. According to the source, a Syrian government delegation met with the U.S.-backed Al-Thohara group and the tribes at the Rubicon camp began talks to reconcile with Damascus and to hand over the Tamfries. The source said that the preliminary reports following the talks claim that the U.S.-backed rebels agreed to full reconciliation terms. However, nothing is official as of yet. Now, the question remains, will the U.S. withdraw their forces from the region as well? Because that's where our base is. And that's what Syria is calling for. Syria's foreign minister says U.S., French, and Turkish troops must leave Syria immediately. Syrian foreign minister Mualim announced at the United Nations General Assembly session that all unwelcome foreign forces must leave Syria immediately. So, Al-Mualim blasted governments which have denied Syria its right to fight terrorism and protect its own people on its own soil and within its boundaries, forging an illegal coalition led by the United States and with the stated claim of fighting terrorism. But this coalition has fought everything but terrorism. Instead, it has proved that its goals are almost the same as those of the terrorist groups, mainly fostering chaos, death, and destruction. Well, of course that was the goal. The coalition has almost entirely flattened Raqqa City, destroyed infrastructure and basic service institutions, and committed atrocities against civilians, all designated war crimes according to international law. And now you know why Bolton doesn't want the International Criminal Court looking into any of this. And it says here that the Syrian foreign minister says that the coalition has provided direct military support for terrorists in the fight against the Syrian army. And to add to that, he speaks the truth. We have never attacked others. We have never interfered in the affairs of others. We have never exported terrorists to other parts of the world. We have always maintained the best relations with other countries. The only reason we're there is so that the Greater Israel Project can continue. That, and they want to run the pipeline through Syria, oil and gas pipelines. And Syria said no. And then the so-called rebellion really started. And that was through paid mercenaries of the CIA and Mossad. Plain and simple. And MI6 was involved as well. But they've never attacked another country. So for us to be there, especially uninvited, is ridiculous. But the Trump administration has reiterated this just last week that they plan on staying in Syria until all Iranian forces are gone. In other words, Syria doesn't have a right to invite other countries in to their country. Unbelievable, the arrogance. It's going to come back and bite us hard. So, talking about naval blockades, the UK is also talking about confronting Russia in the Arctic. They need to just shut up because they're nothing without us. Unreal. All right, well, that's all I've got for now. I'll update you if anything changes. God bless. Take care. Good to be back. Johnny Storm, don't speak.